We're on?
We're on. All right.
Is it Dennis? Thanks to Dennis?
Thanks to Western Echo. Must not have gotten that drunk.
Okay. Then I promise never to call him Russian ever again.
He's Ukrainian, number one.
Exactly, which is why I promise never to call him Russian ever again.
Oh, look at Red Sox says Dennis is my hero, so I guess they can hear us. Well, I had an intro, and that went by the wayside, and so let's just get into this. No Punchy, no Ariel. We're gonna try
yet.
We're gonna try and drag them in as the show goes on.
Well, Punchy's downright refusing. He's being uncooperative, like a mule.
Oh, Western Echo says he's never gonna call you a hopeless virgin again, and then he said, "Never mind." He promises nothing.
You don't have to read everything in chat. We don't do that all the time. This is the difference between a host and a producer. Meaning, shut up.
All right. Well, I was watching the first Transformers movie live action, and then we get on Skype, and I hear that you are, in fact, have created your own Transformer of yourself or for yourself.
Well, for myself. I just mashed together a few broken bits of stuff. Basically, I had doubles because two of them broke, and I just took the arms of one that ended with little buzzsaw-like thingies and attached them, and then I took his skull face and put them on this old-timey car-shaped dude.
Have you come up with a name for it yet?
No idea. I think I might paint it black and make the face white so it looks even more skull-like.
So you have, like a Day of the Dead Transformers.
With pizza wheel hands.
With pizza wheel hands. It could be like a voodoo, witch doctor transformer where you, like, give it the Punisher skull and then, like, make it wear, like, a top hat or something. Like the
Okay, now, folks, you may think I'm a nerd, but I was joking around when I said I'm a mascot. Scrambler is going in deep here, like giving fucking mythology to this thing. Like, we're going to make it like the Punisher, and it's going to be, it's a 3-inch lump of plastic.
Yeah, but you went through all the effort of shoving two pieces of plastic together. You got to give it a name. Hey, it's a Transformer.
Four pieces.
Four.
Because the arms are two pieces, the head is one piece, and the main body counts as a piece in and of itself. It counts as four pieces.
But you're not going to give it a name or anything? You got to do something.
I don't fucking... Do you really think I thought this through?
I don't...
I put arms that turn into the front of a motorcycle to replace the door arms of a car.
All right. Well, do you have anything that you really want to talk about before we just start getting into whatever here?
Actually, you know what? Now that you mention it, there was recently a leak for Transformers. Not a movie leak, but actually a product leak. Something that wasn't even announced yet. It was leaked on 4chan. It's a picture of a new Jetfire figure. So, I don't know. That's about it. That's the only thing I can think of.
Because
I just
saw
it like 30 minutes ago.
Is it going to be the villain for the new Transformers movie? Is that what it is? Or is it not related to the movie at all?
Not related to the movie at all.
Okay.
Hey, Red Sox. I have a giant metal T-Rex and a giant metal mosquito. And you're right. I am bashing them together.
All right. I'm not going to be able to listen to that for for 2 hours.
Wow. The mosquito is a quick shot because as soon as I made Grimlock hump it, it shot off a missile.
So you have a premature transformer?
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's just put this off to the side and... Yeah, I don't know.
Are you?
What am I doing?
Are you hopeful for the new Transformers 4, where they get rid of Shia LaBeouf, bring in Mark Wahlberg, and they have Dinobots?
I actually think it's almost... This is going to sound really stupid. Because while they were the weakest points of... While Shia LaBeouf and, you know, stuff like that was sort of the low points of the movies... I think they've done a big disservice by changing it all completely. And the reason why I say that is because they're going to have to explain it in the film. And if he's not even doing a cameo role, then, you know, how are they going to explain that? Which can result in a problem that they experience, you know, where they'll explain it in comic books from between the two movies, but then the comics will actually be more interesting than the movie, which would be a huge disservice. They have to find some way to work Mark Wahlberg's character in and have it be logical, honestly, because what's the point of getting rid of Shia LaBeouf's character if you're pretty much going to have nothing but humans in that same role again?
Like, they're changing too many variables at once instead of easing over, is what you're saying?
Well, I'm okay with the switch. I think they need to find a way to handle it. And the thing is, as much as, you know, I actually enjoyed some of the stuff I saw, I don't think Michael Bay has... I don't think the writers, because they've written some interesting stuff, but then they all end up throwing it out for what the end product is. And the end product is a lot of times not as interesting as what they were coming up with in the pre-planning. I don't think they have the crew to actually pull off a smooth transition, because they didn't do it between the second and third movie, now did they? Everyone was like, where's Megan Fox's character? And all they did was say, she broke up with him.
And I found this hot Australian girl instead.
Yeah.
And they introduce her by just...
ass.
They introduce her by just showing her ass walking up the stairs.
Well, to be fair, I'm pretty sure that... I think they did that in the first movie with Megan Fox as well.
Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, you are aware that this is... They are... Like, they need to have the sex type of, you know, character. And... if that's all they're there for, then why go into all this effort to really overdo it when all you're going to do is just use them for the sex anyway? You might as well just be fucking pretty blank to, you know, pretty bland to, you know, just, hey, there it is. This is what they're there for, and now we can move on from this point, and we can get on to John Malkovich looking like an overly tanned lunatic and more John Turturro embarrassing himself.
Honestly, their best hope would have actually been to probably take out a lot of the humans. And I don't mean that as in the stereotypical, oh, the humans ruin it. I mean as in, for these movies to work, yeah, it's funny when you've got the involvement of kids and whatever with the shows and everything. But actually in the most recent show, while they had human friends, most of it was trying to keep the humans out of harm's way. And if the humans were in harm's way, they were actually kicking some ass. Instead of Shia LaBeouf hiding behind some trees while Optimus Prime gets stabbed 50 times.
Yeah, like I said, I was watching the first one just a little bit ago, and I forgot how kind of slow into it it goes. And I also forgot that it's like 2 hours and 40 minutes long. I didn't know that it was such like an epically long movie, and how kind of slow they moved out of Qatar with, you know, Josh Duhamel and Tyrese and the characters like that. But,
and you know what? That's a sad thing. I don't know if Josh Duhamel is returning, but he was one of the better human characters in the movies.
I am on IMDb right now, and he's not in the first 20 names. Let me expand to the full cast and see if he's in here at all. Man.
Because I think he would be one of the characters that could really help transition it if somehow he had a connection to Mark Wahlberg's character.
Nope, he's not in there.
Exactly. What they could have done is have Lennox somehow involved with... I think Mark Wahlberg's character is called Cade.
Cade Yeager.
Cade Yeager.
Which, wow, I'm guessing
I was correct.
He has something to do with Chuck Yeager, probably, since it's spelled the right way with the E instead of just YAG.
If they'd connected them somehow, I thought maybe that could work. Or if they had just actually, what I think they should have done was, and it seemed like they were mostly doing this in the second movie, was they had all that military involvement, and I felt like, yeah, you know what would be a good idea? If by the third movie, Sam was relegated to a lesser role and lesser and lesser and lesser, whereas the military became more of a prominent role.
And it seemed like they tried to do that for the third one, but Sam's character, obviously, if I say Shia LaBeouf, I don't mean that he has any control over it, but Sam wouldn't in the movie accept that he had become, you know, a non-important role, so he kind of got dragged back in, because the third movie could have been good.
I think it could have been, but they were attached to too many ideas, and it just did not go well.
Yeah, the only people I'm seeing return from the first couple movies are nobody.
Not even John Turturro?
I have not seen John Turturro at all. So what I am getting here is Kelsey Grammer is going to be in it, Mark Wahlberg, Stanley Tucci, and Titus Welliver is going to be in there, and he's a character actor. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's in a ton of shit. That's who I get for main known characters here.
I'm reading up. He's not involved.
Yeah, so they pretty much, you know, wiped the slate clean. And they're only bringing back two of the Autobots, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Optimus Prime and Bumblebee. And
I think they also have Ratchet.
Do they? Well, they already killed my favorite character in the third one, which was
Ironhide
was my favorite. And that's my dream car, by the way, that truck. I want to drive one of those. As obnoxious as that sounds. I do work construction, and I could find a way to justify it, possibly. But
actually, you just remind me of something that pissed me off.
In the third movie?
In the second movie. Because there was one scene in the second movie where Prime was dead, and you had Ratchet and Ironhide speaking to each other. And
yes.
I thought, why don't we have more of that? More of the robots, the main part, the part that everyone wants to talk. You know, why not have them talk? Like, I don't mean just you have to cut out the humans completely, but it was just a minute. It was just a few seconds of Ironhide and Ratchet talking back and forth. And I thought, how interesting is this? Just these two characters talking.
Just, you mean to have, like, Transformer monologue, no human interaction at all?
Yeah, they were just talking amongst themselves, and it was only, like, less than half a minute, but I was still like, why isn't there more of this? They barely have any interaction besides, you know, sort of battlefield commands. And it was just sort of interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Punchy and I, we do the movie podcast, and we talked about trilogies, and the Transformers trilogy was one that they really shit the bed on the third movie.
Which is, I find that interesting that you say that, because a lot of people say it was better than the second one and even better than the first one.
There were parts of it that were good, but if you take the whole movie, I think it wasn't as good. I mean, I like it because of all the Chicago battle scenes, and it's awesome to have when they shoot Transformers in the city, it's fucking awesome driving by the streets that they have, like, look like the ground is exploded up and there's cars upside down on fire and there's, you know, you see the Optimus Prime, you know, all that stuff. That's really cool to live in the town where they shoot all that stuff. And I really liked the battle scene. I really disliked the second one, that battle scene in the Gaza Strip.
With all the generics.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. I did like out of the second movie.
Where they killed all the Decepticons with an airstrike.
Yeah, I really liked in the second movie at the beginning. The Chernobyl sequence I thought was pretty good.
Chernobyl was third movie.
Was that the third movie? What was at the beginning of the second movie?
Shanghai.
Shanghai, sorry. At Shanghai. So, and you got introduced to a bunch of new characters. Through an action scene, which I think is good.
And granted, they had the character of Demolishor, and he didn't last in the movie, but he didn't need to. And he served his purpose, but I didn't feel like he was missing. I didn't feel like, oh man, this guy should have been on the screen. No, that was one part where I say he served his purpose for the scene, and they did something good, and they made the Autobots look like a unit with the humans.
Right, with the nest and the Autobot interaction and how they are like a strike force.
Exactly. That was one thing they did right. And then they mucked it up throughout the entire movie. Because then it became less about, oh, the strike force. Because then what happens to the strike force? Oh, they're tied up by litigation and assholes in Washington. And now we got to make it all about the human kid again, who I don't even know what his purpose is in this movie. Honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hopeful that 4 will be good. I think that although I believe they changed way too much shit, maybe
they could do something.
Yeah, maybe it'll be so brand new. Because honestly, it's just an over-the-top blockbuster explosion movie, so it's not like you're going to see.
Well, let's be honest. Everyone's going to see because of the fucking Dinobots, because Optimus Prime is riding Grimlock's back.
See, I don't know what that means. I'm not. I don't know enough about the Transformers that I know the names of the.
Grimlock is the giant robotic Tyrannosaurus Rex.
All right, and I'm actually. I just looked that up, and I'm seeing it. It all looks pretty cool.
Yeah, which is more than any. And I can say for their introduction to, because one thing about Transformers is a lot of the shit is to sell toys. Let's be honest here. It's a toy line first.
It's a movie made by Hasbro.
Yeah.
And they still have to recoup all that money they lost on Battleship.
Yeah. which would probably make them want to make it actually good. But it's just sort of, shit, where was I going with this?
Oh, that they're selling toys.
Oh, yeah. Well, any Transformers collector recently got their first taste of the line for Age of Extinction. And oh boy, is it not looking good at all.
So you're disappointed by what you're seeing for the Age of Extinction line?
Just their first foray is to... Well, here's the thing, what they did wrong. It's a $60 figure.
That's it like 18 inches tall?
No, maybe eight, nine, ten.
So it's not much bigger than a normal, I'm guessing, right? Because I'm guessing...
It's like under a foot, but more than the average. Like your average one is about 6 inches tall. But pretty much, it's just... Nothing part of the truck actually transforms into a part of him. It's basically just a shell. Which has happened with other ones, but when you're paying $60 for it, that's a different story, especially when they've actually done it completely right, where they got it completely screen accurate and even got the transformation screen accurate for one figure at a lower price point even. And all they did was basically had an action figure wrapped around a truck, wrapped inside a truck, that has his whole body covered in chrome with the sword and a shield that the shield just stores on the back and looks like I don't even know what on the back of the truck hitch. And it's not good. Honestly, my opinion of it is if they chopped off all of the backpack, all of the truck bits off the back, kept the sword and the shield and dropped the price point, they could have had a great, shiny, giant action figure for little kids. But when the best thing I'm saying about it is that if you lowered the price and you took away the fact that it's a Transformer, it'd actually be good for little kids specifically. And this, even though it's simplified, the transformation is simplified for kids, it's obviously meant as a collector's item, which is not making sense to me. You're selling it to the collector's market, but you're making it simpler for the child demographic, whose parents probably aren't going to buy it because, once again, it's a $60 figure.
Is this the new Optimus Prime?
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking at it now.
It's let me find a picture. Age of Extinction, Optimus Prime.
It's very chrome-looking.
It's covered in chrome.
I just tossed it up in chat there.
Yeah. And it didn't work.
Mine didn't?
Yeah, yours didn't.
I see it on my side. Well.
But it's, I'm going to get a picture of it.
Is tformers.com, is that like the Transformers place to be?
I don't think so. I personally have not gone there.
Oh, look, he has some type of shield that looks like some type of, I don't know.
Want to know its name?
I don't know, but it looks like a Star Wars ship covered in translucent booger material. What is it?
Sentinel shield.
The Sentinel shield. Well, that makes sense.
And you know what the sword is called?
The Sentinel Saber.
The Sword of Judgment.
Oh, jeez. I hear you saying that, and it sounds like you're being a little snarky about that you don't like the name.
You know what? It's
I see it right here. Sword of Judgment and the Sentinel Shield. Yep, got it.
There's something where it's like usually I wouldn't bash on those names, but it's like I know they chose those names specifically trying to be, you know, cool.
Yeah.
And also just look at what a shit figure it is. Honestly, and I think I just found a different version of the figure where it's less simplified, but it still looks like crap. I think this is going to be a later release, this one I'm about to post. And it still has the backpack on it. You know, the shield is exchanged for a gun. It's just... your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not... I don't know. I'm not really feeling it. And $60 seems a little ridiculous.
Exactly. And it's not like it's $60 for something. Look, $50 for actually, let me pull it up.
For $60, everything on here should be made out of metal, and it shouldn't be listed for children at all.
Yeah.
Like it should, I mean, it says ages 8 and above, and for $60, I mean, I still have the Optimus Prime that I got when I was like 5 years old, because it just won't die. And it was two parts. It was like a trailer and the tractor, and the tractor made a small version, and then you could put them in the big – I don't know. It made like a bigger –
The trailer, which had the little blue guy, which was named Roller.
Yeah, and it had a little thing that went in its chest too that unlocked it. There was like a key to a toy,
mm-hmm.
which I think they just wanted you to lose, so you had to buy it again.
All right. This is what I found. This was released with Revenge of the Fallen. It's actually, I've looked up the sizes. This figure I'm about to post is actually bigger than this one they just released, the newest one. It's bigger. It's screen accurate to the movie. It's got a complex transformation, and it's $15 less. Now, and there's almost no real kibble to say. Nothing left over where it's just car parts. Now, would you rather... the one with the chrome and everything, or would you rather that one with the built-in swords?
Oh, that one looks way cooler.
Uh-huh. $15 less.
Cornax, you need to start making Kitty some under-the-table offers. Do you see what she's talking about in chat here?
Actually, yeah, I do, and...
Wait, the money's going to start flying cross-country right now, folks.
Well, no, it's not going to be flying cross-country, because I'm very interested to know if they're complete. Which ones are complete, what she would be willing to sell them for, because generally I lowball on the first offer.
You're such a shithead.
I do that all the time.
You have to.
No, dude, I seriously do. That is how I've got basically there was this old range of action figures from 2002, and I found someone with a lot of almost every figure in the series, and they were pretty much complete. Actually, I looked at the parts. Every single one of them was complete, despite being loose. I got them to come at half price. I lowballed them. I said, you know what? I'll give you half of what you're asking for. And I got it. Everything. It's sitting in my other room. Still just sitting there.
So you did pretty well on that deal then. Where? I'm trying to find the...
Unky, look at my name. I'm going to type something. Okay. See? My name is Black. Okay?
Yeah, mine is too.
You can't do this shit. You know who can? Kitty. Tell Kitty to delete shit. Oh, hello. She has cassettes. I'm listening. I'm very much listening.
I'm trying to find the Optimus Prime that I have, and I don't have it. It's at my parents' house, but...
You mean Generation 1, 1984?
Yeah, is that what it is? G1?
Yeah, G1 Optimus Prime with the ill-fitting gun that you actually had to position off to the side to get him to hold it.
I don't see. I went to see. I got it when I was probably 5. So would it have still been G1 in 1988?
1988. Yeah, I think it was the 90s when they went to G2. So it would have been G1.
I'm trying to find it, and there's just so many damn different versions of.
Oh my dear. Oh my, Kitty has Ravage. Color me intrigued.
Yep, that's the one I have right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's Generation 1 Optimus Prime, the original.
Yeah, and see, there was like a little face key looking thing that went into his chest where the grill is right there, and it pushed it in. And that.
Oh wait, no, that's not the one you had.
No, I must have had
exactly
the,
what
I must
you
have
had.
Had the second one. Where you
had no. You still had technically a Generation 1 Optimus Prime. You had Power Master Optimus Prime.
I don't know if that's what that's.
And the little key guy you're talking about was named Hi-Q.
Yeah, it was like maybe an inch and a quarter by an inch and a quarter, and it
pushed. Boosh, right there.
Let me see. Yep, that was it. And the tractor would fold up into a cube and sit inside the back of the trailer. Yep, that's the one I had right there. I got it when I was 5 for my birthday.
Yeah, unfortunately, Alan is right. Kitty is too sweet to actually sell her husband's stuff just randomly. Why couldn't you? That's the problem. Why couldn't you be a bitch, Kitty? Why do you have to be so nice? I love you. Oh, boy.
Yep, that's the... Man, look at that thing. I forgot, like, all the different shit that this toy did. It basically...
It transformed into
Like four things.
That looked like G1 Optimus Prime. Then it had a cab. Then it had a little transforming guy. And then the little transforming guy plugged into him. And then you could make Optimus Prime into a bigger Optimus Prime.
Yeah, there was a lot going on for that toy. I had that cassette, too.
That is Ravage.
Yep, I had one of those.
You know what? The oldest Transformers I have are actually Generation 2. They're only a year younger than me. They were made in 1994.
Oh, really? So they went 10 years on the G1 shit, huh?
Well, because it basically sort of expanded. Like, even Generation 2 is technically a part of Generation 1. And then when we go into Beast Wars, which was the stuff I loved, and then we split off into stuff that was in different universes.
Now, I wanted to talk to you because I know you're a toy collector. Were you or action figure, whatever? If toy upsets you,
it doesn't. I just joke around that it does.
No, I know. See, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were really big when I was little. Were they the first toy that forced you to buy the same character 43 different times because it had a new hat or something molded to it? Like, do you remember they had? Every incarnation of every imaginable idea.
Well, you have to understand, I was a 5-year-old boy in New York who took his toys outside. I bought every single version because they broke. But actually, what I did have was just the turtles themselves. I didn't buy a lot of the variants. The only other variant I had was, actually, this is kind of funny because at the time I wasn't too into Transformers. It was a transforming Donatello that became a pre-mutation turtle.
So wait, was that some type of gimmick that the mutant ninja that the TMNTs were trying to get in there, or was that like trying to cross promote between?
That was a gimmick.
Okay, but it wasn't trying to take the two worlds like Mattel and Hasbro. Okay, because the Ninja Turtles were Mattel, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No, they were Playmates.
Oh, were they Playmates?
Yeah, Playmates toys.
Yeah, I remember so many of those damn things. And they were weird. They were plastic, and then they had like smushy rubber heads. Like their heads were they felt like something you'd squeeze and like a fish that you would squeeze and suck up water so you could spit it out at people. That's what their heads felt like on the Ninja Turtles.
See, what I had was God, I wish I could remember. They were like a lot of people have just the basic ones that stand. But mine had actual articulation, like the wrists and the ankles. But then what they had were like they were pretty solid plastic figures. But they also had basically if you pulled their arms back, they had springs in them.
Yeah, they had like a rubber band colored type of spring. It was like a kind of pissy yellow color.
No, it was like a legit metal spring.
Oh, a metal spring. Oh, because mine had like a tendon looking thing. Because you could fuck up a toy pretty good, but they...
I had those, and it wasn't like a cheap little spring. It was like a metal spring. It held on for years. I'm pretty sure I think I had all of them at some point, but I know for the longest time I think I had Michelangelo and Donatello.
See, I remember having Ghostbuster toys when I was little, too. And I don't remember having any... Oh, look who just jumped on.
And
so I had what's that?
Just so you know, read what she put before you go, oh, look who just came on.
Where'd she write it? In chat?
No, in the group. Do you know how to work Skype?
I'm switching between things. I got a lot of stuff going on here, all right?
Oh, boy. Basically, Ariel is just, she has to be, oh, wow. Wow, 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 wow. I did not realize this. I feel like an idiot. No, what happened was a bunch of messages to me that I never saw because Skype never told me I got them. Sorry. Professional! Basically, Ariel was telling me that she would be late at 5, and I didn't get the messages until now when she said she's just setting up.
All right, well, have her...
So, officially, it's my bad. But still, hashtag blame punchy.
Hashtag blame. Also, hashtag yar movement if you want to get into the whole pirate thing.
And hashtag Joe is sorry.
Oh, jeez. So I had Ghostbuster toys, but I don't remember actually having any humans, like any of the actual Ghostbusters. I remember having like Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and Slimer, and all the ghosts made good toys. The guys, they didn't. I don't remember them being good toys.
They were interesting because they weren't as much like the Turtles. They didn't release 50 different variations. They had the main guys, and then they had a few gimmicky ones. One of the ones that was gimmicky were the ones where they would get scared and they would bug out. Like one of them was Egon, where you would twist him up, and then you would plug a ghost into his back, and then he'd twist around and he'd freak out.
Yeah, I think there was one where his hair jumped off the top of his head, maybe.
Yeah, but there's a reason why the Egon one specifically is hilarious.
Why is that?
The plug where you plug the ghost in was in his ass.
Oh,
so basically,
perfect.
You plug a ghost into his ass, and all of a sudden, it freaks out.
See, I don't know about having toys that you shove into people's asses.
No.
You get what I'm saying.
Oh boy.
So maybe not toys that you shove into people's asses, but toys that you have to shove into other toys' asses.
Yeah.
So was that the Keymaster, the Gatekeeper Keymaster set?
Ha.
And also, did the Ghostbuster dog gremlin things, did they ever get a toy version? Because I would like to get one of those.
Wait, what?
The dogs.
What dogs?
The Gozer animals. They weren't dogs, but
oh,
they were the gargoyle-looking things, whatever they were.
Referred to as dogs, but they were, well, it's, but yes, I think they did get them in that toy line, too, actually.
If you type in Ghostbuster dog, it comes up, okay?
Zool, motherfucker, Zool!
And also, Rick Moranis says, good doggy, when he's trying to not get eaten in front of that French restaurant, so.
I know they're dogs, but the way you phrased it was like, the dogs, the Ghostbuster dogs!
Yeah, well, I always give my boxer shit and say that, tell him that he looks like either the Ghostbuster dog or... I say that he looks like Gizmo. Terror dogs. There you go.
Hello.
Oh, look who it is.
Hi.
Somebody forgot to tell us that you gave him fair notice that you were going to be
late. Oh.
No. Hold on. That's because Skype didn't give me any. When I logged onto Skype, usually I check my messages, and nothing in Skype said that I had any messages from anyone until I just got this past one from you.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
And then all of a sudden, here you have 50 other messages, too.
Sorry, I'm eating a burger because I did not eat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is how bad Skype is. It wasn't even just messages from 5 o'clock. No, it's message. Oh, wait, no, that would be yesterday. What am I? I'm going to shut up. Ignore me. Ignore me!
Wait, so what? Did you just, like, start the show and go, oh, where is Ariel?
Pretty much.
Oh, boy. What have you been doing for 45 minutes?
Talking about Transformers.
Transformers.
Okay, good. At least you had a topic.
I found a Ghostbuster dog. I put it up
shit.
In chat. It's a dog wearing a human's Ghostbuster costume.
That's kind of awesome.
Is So we've been talking action figures because it went Transformers to Transformer toys to Ninja Turtles to now Ghostbusters. So we've basically just been talking about all the ways our parents wasted money on us buying us.
I got Power Rangers.
Yes.
That's what I got.
What was the five colored robot thing before Transformers that turned into the
Voltron?
Yeah, that no, was that from Transformers?
No, Voltron was a team of five lions, the black line, yeah, the red lions, line, the blue line,
right.
The yellow line, the green line. That was Voltron.
Yes, those. That was a shitty quality toy. That's all I remember is it was
Actually, it was really poor quality. It depends because the weird thing about Voltron, the toys were made by several different companies in several different methods. So you have to be specific about which toy you're talking about.
Well, whichever one. I never had them, but whoever my friends that had them, they were really shitty. I'll have to take a look at them here. Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
And actually, they did just make a new Voltron, the Masterpiece one, which you can buy for, like, complete for about $400. Mm. And it's completely show accurate.
Pretty cool.
And yeah.
So Voltron, Power Rangers, and Gundam are all like these like massive, awesome robot stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
Let's talk about massive, awesome robots.
I have the Pacific Rim action figures. Like, I just bought those.
Let's talk about the best example that America has contributed to giant, awesome robots. Megas XLR.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
Yeah, you're going to have to explain.
What? What?
Megas XLR. All right, I'm looking. An XLR, by the way, is the type of connection used to hook up a microphone to a mixing board. That's what an XLR is to me, okay?
You
take that back. All right, I'm looking at Megas XLR, like, and it's Ukrainian colored, and it looks like complete dog shit.
Oh, fuck you. Let me explain. Giant robot in the future fighting aliens, okay? Somehow, they travel back to the past. The giant robot lands up in a junkyard in New Jersey. A fat Jersey motherfucker, voiced by Dom DeLuise's son, cuts the head off the
robot. Ron DeLuise?
Places it with a fucking hot rod.
Okay.
This sounds awful.
This sounds so
bad.
Fuck
you!
It also looks like it was animated in 0.3 bit, by the way. Let me...
Oh my god.
It's so bad. Garfield had better quality than this thing did, by the way. I hope this is like 30 years old. Please don't tell me this is new.
It's not new, but it's not old. It was like 2004.
Wow. Wait till you see this thing. I'm going to put it. Why are all these pictures so tiny?
I know what I'm going to post the theme song.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Is the theme song like robots and hot rods and robots? It's kind of like Transformers, but not.
Kinda.
He made us listen to the shittiest theme songs last week. Street Sharks. Have you ever heard of a little TV show called Street Sharks?
I feel like I've heard of it. I don't remember the theme song.
Yeah, so it's basically humans and sharks fell into like a DNA blender.
Okay. And theme song time now.
I'll put the link up so I can play it through the board if you want to play it.
No, I hear is like it sounds like somebody's banging on a tin can.
Yeah. If you throw the link in chat and I can play it through the board if you want.
It's in the chat.
All right.
Oh, car sounds. You know that was coming.
Wow.
Oh my god. Is this Bowling for Soup?
Hey, listen, it doesn't get better if you can see it, trust me. Also,
oh my god, giant robots! I knew that lyric was gonna be in there.
You're
Wow, the main character looks like a cartoon version of Guy Fieri and Larry the Cable Guy had a child together. He has a cut-off flannel that's frayed around the armholes, and he has spiked bleach blonde hair with a shitty goatee.
Does he wear his glasses backwards?
No, there's no glasses. If he had glasses...
Hey, listen, we're going to Dinah's Drive-In and Dives, rednecks.
Well, it's also technically a spinoff of the MTV show Downtown.
Oh, my goodness.
Why?
Because the same character, Goat, who works
like,
in the junkyard,
know what we need to do?
Is spin in off this show as well. So it's technically a spinoff.
Cornax, just because things are on TV doesn't mean you have to give them the time of day.
Hey, I liked this show when I was younger.
All right, I put a picture of the main character.
I think we've all liked shitty
shows. Here's the main character. It's up in chat.
Coop.
He's like, why does the cartoon have to have, like, forearm hair? Why do they have to draw an arm hair on him? I don't get that.
I don't know. It was an empty. It was spun off of an MTV cartoon. What do you expect from those?
I don't. Should I? Do I dare click on Red?
I don't know. It might either be Double Vision or something like.
Oh, I already played Double Vision once today, or Halls did. Oh, geez. All right. Okay. I canceled it before I saw it or before it played. So.
What I think is that one after the Nerd Hour's over, you should watch one episode.
I think I would rather
make out with Cousin Joe.
No.
Put you on the spot here.
What is the lesser of the two evils here?
That's for you to decide.
I would probably watch the show, actually.
Oh.
Wow.
That was.
Do I have to be sober for either of these things?
I would definitely not suggest it for either one.
There we go. Yeah.
Also,
That you kind of weren't sober the first time, and you still
no, I wasn't.
With Joe.
No, I was. Wait, I was sobering.
But you weren't sober.
I was mostly sober.
What it comes down to is, even with a little bit of liquor in you, you
true.
Won't, Joe.
You're true.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go. I need to grab a beer. We're an hour in, and you guys will be able to hear the commercial this week.
Will we?
Oh my god.
Did you hear about this, Ariel?
No, what? I usually we can never hear when Punchy's playing something.
Punchy played a commercial last week and he didn't tell anybody that he was going to the commercial. He just played it. And Mike and I were trying to Cornax and I are trying to fill the dead air.
Oh my god.
over the commercial.
All over the heads.
And we're just like,
train wreck.
And we're like, do you think maybe he's playing? And then they just start yelling in the chat. They're like, you've been talking over a minute and a half of commercials.
Oh my god.
So we had that going.
That's
for
amazing.
Us. Yeah.
That should be entered in next year's end of the year awards for the worst thing to happen.
And you know what I wanted to open up the show with, but we didn't get it because we had problems connecting. I wanted to play John Goodman's speech from Revenge of the Nerds, where, when he's in the locker room screaming at them, and they're wearing they're wearing the wigs and cheerleading uniforms after they just got beat up by nerds. So I have I'll tell you how long this is. So if you guys need to grab your beverages, we got 6.5 minutes. All right. Enjoy actually hearing the commercials this week.
So nice, dude.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
All
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcast. Oh, boy.
I told you.
Yeah, we were trying.
Like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night. But he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not? Use this into a promo. I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used drunk me for a promo, too, if you remember.
Punch AJ, it. You play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold Like This happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
All right. So that was pretty fun, you guys pretending that you couldn't hear everything. Let's remind me to not play that game again with Red Sox. You guys back? Cornax? Oh, Ariel, there's you. What about, what's his face? All right. It wasn't. I came in early.
That's what she said.
Ah, jeez. Oh, Kitty's putting ass videos, ass gifs into chat now, so... That's one of my favorite songs, by the way.
Yeah.
And it's got two nerd references. Care to guess?
Nope.
All right, well, the name of the band is N.E.R.D., if it's Pharrell's band. But then also, it was the theme music when Kingpin came in Daredevil in the
Marvel movie, it was.
Which we talked about last week, Cornax.
We talked about shitty Daredevil song. And plus, it's been years since I've seen the movie. You think I'm going to remember a random song?
We didn't talk about shitty Daredevil. We talked about that the... extended, which version did you say was okay?
Director's cut.
The director's cut of that movie is actually okay.
Yes.
True. No, it is. It is.
That was the only thing that we actually said about it. It also had it spawned Elektra. So even if it was fantastic, it could have gotten dragged. It could have gotten dragged off a cliff by that hunk of garbage.
That movie is terrible.
And they made a really good TV show called Alias that...
I like Alias.
It was like six seasons long. And then Elektra almost ruined that great show.
Oh my God, that's right, it did.
In an hour and a half, it almost tore Jennifer... It almost took
it
Jennifer Garner.
It tore her career. It almost took her career the way of Ben Affleck.
Elektra pretty much for... Almost did to Alias what... The sequel to Seven would have done to the original Seven.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, the movie Seven was going to have a sequel where...
Called Eight?
Morgan Freeman's character was a psychic. Yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing for that, except for, like, that's all I can do.
Why?
It's such a good movie, too.
Why? I don't... Why? Where? How do you go from, like, the David Fincher CD... Gross, let's try and solve these two. Morgan Freeman's a psychic. Like, who, why, what pitch was, no.
Well, apparently they're making a sequel to Fight Club.
Oh, joy.
And it's, I don't think it's a movie sequel. I think it's going to be graphic novel only. I don't know.
Okay. That actually might work then.
Yeah.
But I don't think Chuck Palahniuk is writing. I don't know.
Is on board?
I have no idea. As soon as I heard a sequel to Fight Club, I'm like, why ruin such a great movie?
Yeah.
And I've seen that movie who knows how many times, and I still catch new shit every time you watch it. It's one of my favorite
things. No, that movie, it's good. It's really good. Like, and there's layers to it, which is awesome. That's all I got.
And I'm out of steam, so.
And that's the end of the Fight Club review.
Yeah.
No, what's cool, though, is you notice, like, flashes of Brad Pitt.
Right. All the things that he tells him about, you know, cigarette burns and splicing in the porno clips, like, that happens throughout the movie.
Yeah.
And I still catch new ones every once in a while. I mean, it's probably been a while since I've seen a new one, but I definitely don't remember. I'll be like, oh, yeah, now I remember it. When it clips, you know, flips between your eyes real quick, you're like, oh, wow, and, you know, they're never like, oh, there's going to be this, you know, moaning woman three, you know, frame clip jumped in right here. It catches you off guard every single time you watch it, so.
Yeah.
And it's got a great soundtrack, too, that movie.
Oh, yeah, no, especially, I mean, the end song, everybody remembers the end song.
Yeah, the Pixies.
The Pixies, Where's My Mind, like, everybody remembers that, which it's, I mean, so well done, well used. That's an example of, like, a movie that doesn't soundtrack well. Because, like, there's a bunch of movies where it's just abrasive and so annoying, like, the music they pick, and it doesn't make sense.
Well, he did with The Social Network, he just gave that to Trent Reznor, and he's like, here, do this for me.
Yeah, I would argue he is a director that knows how to handle soundtracks.
Oh, absolutely.
Just like Tarantino does and Scorsese does.
And Scorsese...
And David O. Russell knows how to.
And Scorsese has used Give Me Shelter 11 times.
That's like his favorite song.
It's like he has to squeeze three Stones songs into every movie, or it's not a movie.
He's like, wait, did we use Rolling Stones yet? No, use Rolling Stones. And they're like, no, we used 5 Rolling Stones. No, use Rolling Stones. Trust me. Well, Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, I've done this before. I did a whole movie just on the Rolling Stones.
Trust me. Trust my glasses. I'm Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
Use the Rolling Stones.
Question. Shouldn't Martin Scorsese be more trust the eyebrows?
Yeah, he does have, like, Ernest Borgnine eyebrows.
Trust the eyebrows and the glasses.
Of all the movies that Martin Lawrence has used a song, Goodfellas, Casino, Departed, he didn't use it in his movie about the Stones.
He didn't have the Gimme Shelter?
He didn't have Gimme Shelter in the movie Shine a Light.
Man.
It was a documentary about the Stones, and he didn't have that song in it.
But didn't Shine a Light...
That was the plot twist.
I thought Shine a Light was what they were playing on stage, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was like a live performance.
Right. So wouldn't it have been more the set list? If it wasn't on the set list or whatever when they were shooting, that he wouldn't have been able to... I don't know. Maybe he thought he used it too many times, but...
Or maybe they didn't want to play it.
Performances.
This rump shaker video is killing me here.
Look, it was even to the point where Mick Jagger was joking that Shine a Light was probably the only Scorsese film that doesn't include Gimme Shelter.
Oh, really?
Well, Mick Jagger said that.
Well, now I need to try and find that and check it out, because I haven't seen it in probably a couple of years, so I need to go back and watch it again. Ariel, did you see Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes.
And did you like it? Obviously, you did, but...
I liked it, yeah.
Where do you put it with, like, a Casino Goodfellas?
Where do I stand?
It's definitely not better than Goodfellas, I'll tell you that. It's, like, hard because it's, like, it's a comedy, and he doesn't really do those. It's, like, a different thing, I feel like. But it's not better than Goodfellas at all.
What about Casino? I thought it was better than Casino.
Yes, it's okay. Better than Casino.
Yeah, nothing's going to ever outdo Goodfellas for me.
No, like, it's not better than Mean Streets or The Departed either, but it's definitely better than Casino.
The Departed is, that movie holds up so well to me.
It's just, even if you know, like, the shock moments and the things that are coming, like, it's just well done. Like, the tension, even though you know the ending, like, the tension is still there.
And the over the top, even the like over the top shitty Boston accents are still great. Like Alec Baldwin's, in any other movie, that would have been laughable. But in that movie, because it was just so ridiculous, I think it worked. It played really well.
Yeah. And like even Mark Wahlberg, who has like two scenes, like they're great scenes.
Oh, yeah. He was a huge part. I mean, well, he was obviously integral in the movie because, I mean, it
right.
was, his scenes were...
Like towards the end, especially.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's yeah. And I did like the way everything kind of wraps up at the end of The Departed isn't like the montage wrap up like in Casino and Goodfellas where, you know, it cuts to a song and people just die. It's kind of like
right.
it's a progressive over 15 to 20 minutes. There's like 9 deaths or so. Where, you know, kind of everything, I guess the universe is at peace at the end of that movie, where it's like everybody got what was coming to them, and the only person who's really on the shit end of that deal is the therapist. I think she's the
yeah.
only one. She's the only
Her
one.
Her kid is, it's Leonardo DiCaprio's kid, right?
Yeah.
That's what I've always thought it was.
Right, and I mean, there's references that Matt Damon has, like, impotency-type issues in that.
Right.
Because... You know, you know, he's like, yeah, I can, you know, I can get it up. Yeah, I, you know, because like when Alec Baldwin's got him at the driving range and he's busting his balls and he's like, I take care of it. Don't worry about that, you know. And he plays
right.
such a great, uncomfortable. Oh, Cornax put the quote up here in chat. That's funny. it's. Yeah.
Wait, it's not played in Hugo?
Well,
it's not played in Hugo.
I don't know. I haven't seen Hugo.
What we're talking about at the time. This is a quote from what, 2008?
Well, yeah, whenever that movie was, 7,
okay,
8.
Before yeah. that, all right.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right, anyway.
Yeah,
but like, so there's references like that Matt Damon can't, like, he's not like.
Yeah. And we were, Cornax and I were talking about,
he's like, it's like really good, like, it's interesting to see him as more of a villain instead of, like, the usual, I'm running from the law, I'm a spy, let me do all this cool stuff, like.
Yeah, and this kind of brings yeah. up something we were talking about earlier, I wanted to mention earlier, but I didn't really have it at the time, but we were talking about Age of Extinction and Mark Wahlberg coming in, because they're just absolutely dropping a bomb and starting from, you know, raw earth on... the fourth Transformers movie. Nobody's coming back in that movie. Barely any of the Transformers are coming back. But the Bourne Legacy with Jeremy Renner, how they transitioned out of Matt Damon being in that role. And I think they did a good job of not dwelling on that and just making slight references here and there. And I actually think the first one, Bourne Identity, and then Bourne Legacy, to me, I really like the last one that came out last year. With Rebecca Weiss and Jeremy Renner in it.
I haven't seen it. Like, only... And I have every intention of watching it. It's just, like, I've sort of... I just never saw it in the theater. And then I was like, I don't want to pay $20 for a movie.
Yeah, it's on all the time if you have whatever it's on, Cinemax or Showtime.
Whatever
or what,
it's on. Oh, I'll figure that out.
You know, whichever one of the stations owns the rights to it right now, it plays all the time. But I really enjoy that movie. And...
Like, it looked good, and it looked like they were taking it in an interesting direction, more of, like, an experiment as opposed to just the one guy, which they did kind of establish in the third one, I think. Like,
well, that's the thing. Bourne Legacy sort of happens at the same time as Bourne Ultimate.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So that kind of
They're in the same time frame, and I didn't see the movie either, but I looked up enough stuff to know, like, what they were doing and see if they were doing anything smart with it, and the idea was... You know, they don't have Matt Damon in, but they could use his likeness and stuff like that.
Yeah, they show a picture of him in...
Like the news reports?
Yes, one of those little up in the top right corner things. I think they show him like once or twice, and then I think they show like a picture paperclip to the front of a manila folder like dossier type thing at one point also.
Okay.
So that's the extent to, you know... And also you see his name... carved into a piece of wood where Jeremy Renner is.
Yeah, I think I've seen that, like, clip.
Yeah, so Dennis says it was okay, but I don't know. I thought it was pretty badass. I thought they
did
a good job.
Well, this is the first time where I looked up reviews. This is the first time where it's not Dennis just saying a good movie is okay. This is a lot of people who have said the movie was okay.
Really?
Yeah, it got, like, 50-50 reviews, like, on Rotten Tomatoes, I thought. Like, some people really liked it, and some people were like, yeah, it's alright.
Yeah, so this is one time where Dennis saying it's okay
is probably accurate.
Fitting with other people's opinions.
Yeah.
Usually when other people say okay, Dennis is saying it sucks.
So this is the one time where he's on par as opposed to...
Exactly.
Okay. So maybe I'm blinded by enjoying it too much. That's
wrapped up like a douche in the middle of the night.
You know, they don't actually say douche.
No, I said deuce.
Oh, well, you're supposed to say douche because it's funny.
No, but the thing was, I did sort of put a lisp on it, so it sounded like douche.
Okay, so you did it the way Manfred Mann originally intended it to be said.
Yes, because he has a speech impediment, deuce comes out like douche. And I put a little bit of, I let my mouth water a bit, so it came out where I said deuce, but it came out like douche. Sort of in between there. I faked having a lisp, even though I don't really have to do that.
So,
fun fact, my radio voice is slightly different. Well, no, actually, I used to have a radio voice. Now I just talk.
Radio voice. Yeah, I can't.
I've never had a radio voice.
I used to do an intro to my show that was based of when I did college radio. I based it off the DX entrance. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. And
yeah,
then I went off.
I can do the put on radio voice, but I just want to like punch myself in the mouth when I do it. So I think everybody hates hearing their own voice. I can't imagine somebody liking hearing their voice if it doesn't go through production. It's just I don't get it. But yeah, the whole radio voice is just so douchey. It's like just be yourself, because if you're lying about how you sound, you're probably lying about everything else too. So
true.
Well,
what, like the people who do those radio voices, like when they go to like these events from their like stations, like what do they think like fans are gonna think? Like they just have to constantly
it doesn't
keep it
matter.
Up, like the prestige.
It doesn't matter
you have
because
that one guy who does sound like that. Hello, I'm Matthew Willis.
Whenever you see somebody off the radio, you're always disappointed every time. So it doesn't matter. The women are always fat, and the guys are always skinny. And you think that they're gonna be hot women and like kind of burly looking dudes because they put on the voice, and it's never what, and that's how you get the you have a voice for radio or a face for radio, obviously.
Face for radio.
Yeah. Which is
the
one
first
of the...
one is a compliment.
Yeah,
like, just remember that.
It's how you word it.
The first one, you have a voice for radio. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's what you want to hear. What you actually
hear
is
you have a voice
is...
for radio. Oh, thank you. What they actually mean is you have a face for radio.
Right.
Nobody wants to look at that trash heap.
What are you? What's your next nerd out thing you're looking forward to? Or is there like a con coming up or a movie coming up that you're really looking forward to?
You know what I wish I could do? I wish I could actually get together some money and go to BotCon in Pasadena, California.
Was that like Transformers and like?
Yep, that's the official Transformers convention.
It's pretty sick. I wanted to go to Wicked Fair, which is like near here, but like. I'm not going to be able to go. I mean, it's not expensive. It's just, like, it's all, like, it's like a Renaissance fair, essentially, but with, like, all the other stuff going on. Not really a con, like, more of a event.
I'm going to go to
Let's clarify. That's FM radio people. More like radio people. The women are slim. The men are fat.
they actually are
true,
what you
actually.
Expect them to be.
Because, let's face it. Okay, it's right in Hammy's name. The man is named Ham.
Cornax, did you hear the clip from... Excuse me, did you hear the clip from 360 on 420 when they were busting my balls, calling me the next Punchy?
I don't know. When what? Because I kind of... Last night, I kind of fell asleep. I don't know.
It's 28 seconds. I got to play it real quick because it's...
Well, they bust everyone's balls, so it's
no, but it goes into the overweight thing on MLR.
Scrambler's the new Punchy. He's just on every show.
Oh, is that what happens with overweight people? They just get on a bunch of shows and then they get their life together.
I don't know if he's overweight. I've never seen him.
I'm pretending. He works for MLR.
Let's just assume.
I was assuming.
Okay, yeah, I guess that is. You assume that there's a 300-pound application limit.
Pretty Let's much.
And every 300-pound guy comes with two skinny fucks.
One drunk.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not fat, but I love JJ going, I've never seen him. But I like the he comes with two skinny fucks and a drunk because that's pretty. That also explains most shows on this station.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But, and then you get the fourth mic.
Yeah. Were you guys following all the wedding pictures today?
Well, Ariel is in a WhatsApp.
Oh, jeez.
But
I don't. I'm sorry.
They were on Facebook, so she has no excuse.
I have. I've seen them on Facebook.
Yeah, everybody needs to go back and Marie married Lieutenant Batista or Sergeant Batista, depending on what season of Dexter we're in.
Meanwhile, Dexter is behind him.
He has really embraced. Bitch. He has really embraced that Batista thing.
Is it me or when you saw that picture of Royce and his groomsmen? The groomsmen looked like a very casual barbershop quartet.
Was that you that said that? Because I was okay. Because I wanted to reply, but I was like 100. It popped up like, and it was so far down the line. I couldn't say anything in regards to that because it would have been lost in the time continuum. But it was either that or they look like a bunch of like pedophiles that moved down to the Caribbean to escape like FBI charges. They were so creepy looking.
That's Sean in about 20 years.
They were all wearing white.
Okay, 10.
White.
Okay, okay, two.
White fedoras.
Okay, 3 months. Okay, 3 weeks.
So they were all wearing white.
Yesterday.
White fedoras.
Kinda.
With a black band around the fedora and white linen shirts. But Marie looked gorgeous. Did you guys?
Yes, she did.
Her dress, she looks so beautiful.
Yeah. Ariel, did you see the M&Ms?
No, oh my God, did they have personalized M&Ms?
Yes, yeah,
they did.
But they
my God.
They had their faces printed on the M&Ms.
And I totally want Punchy to steal like a package and send them to me.
They are the creepiest things.
No,
they are the creepiest things you've ever seen.
And I can pin it to the wall, and then I can worship it in my shrine.
They're. I'm going to pull them out of WhatsApp
and
real
I will
quick.
Kidnap their firstborn. And then I will slay him and sacrifice his blood to my dark gods.
Well, that was... All
Hail
right.
Satan.
Oh, I'm finding the M&Ms. Here they are. Oh, they're so creepy looking.
I just said Hail Satan, and you're complaining about creepy?
Look, the M&Ms.
All right.
No, please, continue. The M&Ms.
Well, you know, I'm trying
said,
to.
I don't know.
I'm screen capping them and putting them on Twitter, and then I got to grab them and out of Twitter and put them in the chat. There's a lot of stuff that getting stuff out of WhatsApp to put in the thing sucks. Okay.
Aw, poodle.
Yeah. Well, you wait till you see these.
I have seen them.
Not you. Here they are in chat.
Oh my God.
And Royce and Marie have finally fulfilled their childhood dream of becoming the Green M&M. Royce is finally a woman, and Marie is finally completely filled with chocolate.
Oh my God.
I mean, they're funny. They're just,
I'm getting fired.
I just think it's
We're
weird because
fired.
I've never seen a picture on an M&M, and it's not that it's creepy.
I know,
because
I've always
it's,
seen words.
Yeah, it's not creepy because of what it is. It's just it's weird because I've never seen a picture on a. And you got to remember that these things are like the size; they're smaller than a dime, for God's sake.
No, no, you're freaked out by Royce's soul patch. You're afraid that some of those hairs are going to tickle your tongue.
Oh, jeez.
That's interesting, though. That's cool.
Yeah. So it looked like. From all the pictures and videos and everything I saw, it looked like they had an awesome wedding.
Yeah, they did. And then Dutch played One Direction.
Of course he did.
And
right.
I wanted to kill him.
But could you imagine
I want to kill
Dutch
you, Dutch.
Not
I want to
playing
murder
One
you.
Direction?
I don't want to wear your skin, Dutch. I want to wear your skin and I want to walk around town and I want to kill people.
Look at that dashingly
Moving
handsome
on.
Punchy.
Oh, Punchy. Very, very svelte.
Yeah, but there's a pedophile standing right behind him.
Hammy?
No, behind him.
Hammy?
Are you looking at the picture in chat?
Yeah, Hammy's wide enough to go behind him. I think his arm is over there.
I was talking about Sean, but okay.
Oh, well, Sean's also a Oh, wait, there he is. Yeah, he's a pedophile, too.
7 foot tall compared to all those people.
I know.
But, yeah, We talked.
Amy cannot look happy in a picture ever. The only picture I have seen of Hammy smiling is from that time where I convinced him his mic was messed up and he was like fake smiling as he was jerking off the mic. That's the only picture of Hammy smiling I've ever seen.
What about the picture that went through WhatsApp today with the thumbs up, this guy loves penis t-shirt?
He was smiling in that?
I think he had a shit-eating smirk, is what we could call it. But
okay.
I'm gonna go back and look at it because I thought
Even if there's a picture of Hammy holding a puppy that Marie posted on Facebook, Hammy doesn't even look. He looks like neutral as he's holding a puppy. It's like a puppy can't make this man smile.
He kind of looks like a serial killer holding. He looks like he's holding the dog from Silence of the Lambs.
Look, he's. I was just about to say he's about 5 minutes away from saying, "Put the lotion in the basket."
Yeah.
Put lotion in the basket.
He actually does have...
Put lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again.
You can see his teeth in the This Guy Loves Penis t-shirt. So I'm going to throw... that's getting posted.
It was originally This Guy Loves His Wife.
Yeah, I know.
And I said someone is going to put penis in there. And somebody did. And I think that somebody was Dennis. Thank you, Dennis.
Right, but... It's even getting any kind of smile out of him. He did a great job photoshopping this, by the way. He's kind of smiling.
No, that's that grimace of, I have to smile, but I don't really want to. I guess I'm kind of, I don't know.
That is the kind of smile that I...
That's the most of a smile. That's a scary thing. The biggest smile
that is
I've
such
seen
a forced smile, though. Like,
no!
The biggest smile I've seen on Hammy was a sarcastic one. So not including that sarcastic smile, in a picture form, this is the only legitimate smile we've seen of Hammy. And he looks like his soul is just dying. Like he's putting on a smile just to be strong. But it's like it's like when you look at a
cancer. But he's dying inside.
You look at a patient with terminal cancer.
When Hammy
they're trying to cheer everyone up, even though they're slowly dying, and they not only their body but their soul is slowly dying within. But they're trying to put on that one smile. That's what Hammy looks like: a dying terminal cancer patient trying to make other people feel happy and failing. That's what smiling Hammy is.
And then this is another picture. This was the MLR crew hanging out in Dutch and Royce's. Or in not Dutch Royce, in Royce and Marie's living room, and I said this, I used this joke earlier on It's All About Me with Halls, but it's an intervention for shitty radio hosts. They all look like Dutch is half smiling, and the rest of them all look like they're about
Mitch
to
is
do
just completely alone.
Yeah, it looks like they're about to do.
Oh, hey, there's their setup for Hippo Juice.
Yeah, this is how your radio has affected me. Statements.
Once they got the green screen going up, I thought they moved out of the kitchen. No, they're still using the kitchen. Okay, cool. And I'm pretty sure because around the time that picture was taken, I was talking to Royce on WhatsApp, so I'm the reason why he's on the phone.
Oh, you were the instigator there?
Pretty much.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to have to go to a con this year. I've never been to any of them. I don't know. I'll probably just end
up... I have.
I've been a
special guest.
Go to New York. New York Comic Con.
I don't know if I'm going to go to a Comic Con. I meant some type of convention. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'd probably go to like an Exotica type thing and just get people to do, you know, like ID station.
You're more like
IDs.
Radio host. You're more like radio host. You're not going to Exotica. At most, you're going to NAMBLA. With Sean. Dressed as a horse.
The thing is, I actually run the...
And you're dressed as the horse's ass.
I run the regional chapter of NAMBLA. wishing I could make up a new acronym for NAMBLA really quick on the spot, and I got nothing. Fuck. Oh, geez, I just admitted to being a kid toucher. Now I'm really...
No, that makes it worse because it's one thing if you said, oh, I just said I was. But you said admitted, which potentially means it's true.
Inadvertently or accidentally admitted.
But that makes it worse because that means it's something you didn't want to get out there if you say it like that.
No, I don't think anybody wants to even make a joke that they are a child molester.
But you did. You get the point there. You did.
Look at it, Alan.
You're just. Let me take the shovel away from you before you fucking dick to China.
Okay.
Moving on.
Moving on. That was not good.
Yeah.
At least we know we're. At least we know we're still going out live.
You're going out live. We're not the ones that's going to be raided by the FBI. We're going to be questioned, but we're just going to say, hey, you want
it? And then we'll just be like, oh, I had no idea.
Hey,
and then we'll cry.
This was like the third time I've talked to this fucker. This is the second time I've done a show with him.
I don't know what was going on, but he just started talking about it. We didn't even bring it up. He just came up. He just started spewing about it. And I don't know, man.
We were talking about Voltron and then
it didn't even come up organically.
Yeah. I mean,
he just really wanted to talk about it.
He started offering all of this shit up.
I think he had like photos. I don't know. It got weird. All I know is I was uncomfortable. Everyone was uncomfortable.
I better make this promo myself before somebody else does it for me.
You know what? And to be honest, I've seen far too many pictures of his dogs on his lap. I think you might want to get them out of that too.
Oh, my poor dog.
We don't know what's going on there, but definitely not okay.
That's from AMBLA, National Association of Man Dog. I don't
even
know what stands for. What's the second A?
He's founding NAMDA.
NAMDLA.
NAMDLA, yeah.
Well, then it would be, Dog Lover Association. No. Yeah. Wait, it can't be association twice.
I don't know. What does NAMDLA?
National. Is it National?
Oh, maybe it's just NMB. Maybe it's just NAMDLA, but you
know. No, there's A's in it.
I'm just going to look it up, but I'm like.
Is it National American? NAMDLA. Awful people?
Yeah, now everyone's computer is going to... NAMBLA.
We're all just kidding.
It's North American, it's not National Association, it's North American and then Association at the end. Let's forget about words 3, 4, and 5.
That sounds worse.
I know, let's forget about words 3, 4, and 5. It's just North American blank, blank, blank Association.
So you're going to be founding NAMCLA, North American Man Dog Love Association. Enjoy.
Oh, I got nothing. I need to come up with some new logos for NAMBLA that make it something cheeky and cute, and then a new
acronym.
That's
exactly how they lure children in. Oh my god, how did you know?
Oh my god. Oh my god, are you like their promotional team? Jesus.
No, I mean I need to rebrand it into something else. Whoa, so I can...
That's exactly what marketing does.
Rebrand it into something positive. You want to rebrand it into something more appealing?
Oh my god.
Can we talk about the Olympics?
You know what? When the feds come, I'm going to be like, listen, he was trying to market to us. He was talking about new advertisements. I mean, he was asking if we knew any younger kids. It was creepy.
And then he started talking about his dogs and his plan for the North American Man Dog Love Association. I mean,
it went a little far. We don't really know what's going on, man.
I do enjoy my dog, but I do not.
Oh my god!
Isolate.
I got nothing.
Just burying yourself further. This is all going to be in court.
Hashtag hits mute button. Hashtag forgets to mute button. Hashtag keeps talking about underage, horrible, deviant things.
Oh, my God. If he goes after little boys and he goes after dogs, keep the puppies away from him. Keep all newborn puppies away from Scrambler. Especially if they have penises.
Jesus. Now you just made it dirty.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez. All right, well, let's talk about something else here. Play a song. Let's play a song.
Is that why you do it? You punish them for being dirty, don't you? That's your reasoning, you sick, sick man.
This
bit is going on way too long.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. All right,
we've crossed into ham territory.
Yeah, we could. Let's talk about anything right now.
Subtle.
Cut the feed, Hammy. Exactly. Oh, jeez.
I was like, okay, a movie that I'm very excited for.
Thank
is
you.
Captain America.
Soldier, yes.
Yeah, which I've said a lot. But also the Avengers Age of Ultron.
Is that this year or next year?
Captain America is this year. No. Age of Ultron is like 2 years away, okay, or next yeah. year.
I'm excited for the new X-Men First Class.
Yeah.
Which it has two subtitles, so I can't remember. It's
Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm just holding out for a Deadpool movie.
I want it so. I want a Black Widow movie too.
Jeez. Well, you got your Black Widow comic.
Yo, that comic.
Segway.
Good job. No, let me tell you though, that comic is amazing. Like, it's well written, and it's all like her on missions to try and like atone. It's basically what you would want the movie to be, and it's great.
So essentially now they have to go, well, there's no reason to make the movie. I mean, we've
no,
done this.
No, I still want a movie, but it's really good. Anyway, no, and the art's really great on it as well. And Greg Edmondson is the writer, and it just handles it. Like, the dialogue and stuff isn't like annoying, like how it can sometimes be in comic books where it's just like, no, I'm doing this and here I'm going to. And you're like, you don't need. OK, but it's like it's really like it's well done. It feels like organic and natural. And I don't know. It's really good. It's just a great book, and it's totally worth like picking up.
Did you? So obviously, you want a Wade/Deadpool movie. Did you like X-Men Origins?
No.
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 Okay.
I mean,
I don't even think
parts of it, but it's just like could have been just it's annoying that it's not. It was not good.
X-Men Origins Wolverine went so badly that they never even continued with the Magneto film that they'd been talking about before they even mentioned the Wolverine.
It buried the concept.
Well, they rolled the Magneto into X-Men First Class, I think.
Well, yeah.
Obviously.
But,
and
yeah,
know.
But that was only because they had enough of shit where they were like, we got to do something with it. But well, you know they were all for abandoning that solo movie.
Well, and then why did they make fucking Wolverine? How bad was that?
The Wolverine?
Yes. Did you think that was all right?
I liked it, actually.
Did you
I didn't
really?
Mind it.
I just liked the cute Japanese girl from Pacific Rim. I really like her.
I don't think that was the same one. I don't think it's the same actress.
Yeah, and she's in Pitch Perfect, too. Can't think of her name right now. I don't. So you liked the Wolverine?
I enjoyed it. I did. I enjoyed. I thought the action scenes were really well done. I liked that it was actually bothering with a story as opposed to the origins. I liked the Wolverine, but the origins, it didn't really feel like it was bothering with the story. It was like, here's Gambit, here's Deadpool, here's this, and you're like, that's not real Deadpool. Thanks, though.
I did like Gambit.
Yeah, but he's only in the movie for like literally 5 minutes. It's not even good Gambit, and why is he in the 80s? I don't understand.
Let's just move on.
You don't think they could make something out of Gambit? Give him a little
I thought
bit more.
They were going to have
if
Gambit.
They didn't fuck it over.
Yeah, they can add him in the X-Men movies. Like, that would be fine, but.
Or, you know, they could just completely retcon the X-Men Origins movie.
I think they have. They've basically just been ignoring it.
Okay, good.
But, so, I think they're going to have Gambit in an X-Men, like, the newer X-Men movies. Like, I thought it was rumored they were going to do that.
I was wrong about the Japanese girl. She was just in Pitch Perfect, which, by the way, I am a total homo.
I love Pitch Perfect.
I'm a homo for that movie. I love it. it amuses me so much. And I think without Anna Kendrick, I wouldn't enjoy it as much, but she's just so damn cute. But I nerd out for Pitch Perfect. How awful is that to hear?
Is that movie's great.
Okay, at least somebody stands up for me. I don't think I'm going to get the same out of, you know, he's just going to turn it into a way of calling me a pedophile again, which he loves to do. So, excuse me. Yeah, I'm excited for the Captain America. I really liked the first one. And I really liked the first Thor. The second Thor I thought was a little disappointing, but.
Wow. Holy shit, you just had the complete opposite opinion from Dennis.
With Thor?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hates the first one, but he loves the second one.
How do you feel
well,
about
not
it?
Love it.
What do you
Okay, well, he likes the second one. Look, anything in a positive sound is like love. So
for sure.
Which one did you like? Or did you like them both, or what were your opinions?
I liked both. I thought they were great. I don't know.
I've only seen the second one time, so maybe it has something.
I like the second one more.
Maybe it has something that I didn't see the first time through.
Whoa. Stop the presses. Dennis said, and I quote, loved the second one. Not it was okay, not liked. Dennis loved Thor the Dark World.
Man.
Dennis.
Moment of silence.
Dennis and I have a mutual love.
That's in a moment of silence. Shut up. Moment of silence for the end of Okay, Dennis.
Dennis and I have a mutual love, and it's Jennifer Morrison in Once Upon a Time. So even though we disagree on some movies, we'll always have that.
There you go.
So.
And I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? And she said,
I'm shaking my head over here.
Well, it's you pretty much both remember one person in one movie, and you liked them. Did you get what that song is about?
No, we're talking about a TV show. And I do get what the song's about.
Wait, what was the thing you were referencing in the actress?
Jennifer Morrison.
In?
Well, he just
once
had...
Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, she's the main character in Once Upon a Time.
You know how stupid I am? Anytime I hear you guys say Once Upon a Time, I just remember the film. Because my sister used to watch all this shit and try to get me to watch it with her. I always remember Enchanted.
Oh, no.
So I'm thinking I'll be fucking Isla Fisher. Oh, God, kill me.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked, I'm going back to it. I'm saying I like Thor again. I'll watch the second one again and maybe have a better opinion of it. Because there are some movies, obviously, you got to see more than once to really enjoy. But I don't know. I really like the first one. And I hate that Jeremy Renner's character wasn't a bigger part of it.
Yeah, I really hope that he gets to appear in the next Captain America. I mean, they haven't said that he is or not, but that would be cool if you just get to see him for a little bit.
And he was pissed about his role in the Avengers, too. He didn't like that.
Well, yeah, because they didn't really
They didn't use him. And when they did, he was a zombie, pretty much. So he didn't really have any, emotion to his character. And
I mean, he still had some scenes, but I just feel like how are you going to use him a lot when you have all these other characters going around, too? Like, it's sort of...
Yeah, and they need to do something with just him and Scarlett Johansson, too, because obviously they have some type of backstory together.
I actually feel like they could legitimately do an origin movie for Hawkeye, and I know that sounds stupid.
No, they could.
And I think they could play it straight with Hawkeye's, actual comic representation, but instead of playing it as a comic thing that turns into an action movie, play it as a straight drama and just something very... very heartfelt and difficult, and then he becomes a killer, the military, and don't make it like huge action adventure stuff, but make it like when he's taking out people, instead of making it like epic and blah blah blah, just make it like a soft, serious kill of just took a human being's life and then I walk away,
like a Natasha Romanoff type of, when she talks about just being a massive killer type of thing.
Something. Well, yeah, but that would be in a separate movie.
Right, but you mean where she has, some type of somberness for her killing, you're saying?
Well, no, I'm
or
not
it's just like,
that,
an emotion, like an emotionless
regret.
Type of...
Hawkeye.
Okay.
I think, let's face it...
I think it would be interesting to see...
Broken, and you would have to show... Honestly, if you were going to show her being somber about killing, you'd probably have to show her as, a teenager.
You would have to cover the Red Room.
First life.
You would have to cover the Red Room and her being trained in the Red Room. You would have to cover all of that.
Well, right.
With her, because that would be a whole to understand who she's killing for, why she's did what she did. But I think it would be interesting to see how she came to S.H.I.E.L.D. and how Hawkeye was involved in getting her to S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, they touched on it a little bit in the Avengers.
Like they said with Budapest, I think, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, so they've made a little bit of a... And
she does mention how she owes her life to him or something like that.
So I got a question, though. Because we've been bringing up the Avengers and blah, blah, blah. Avengers 2, what do you think their thing will be? What do you think their new shawarma will be?
I don't know if there's going to be...
In Avengers, you kept hearing... Even though it wasn't it was only three times you heard it.
It was literally a throwaway line that they turned into this thing.
I think it was two throwaway lines only. Two lines about shawarma, and then became a scene at the end of the credits, shawarma. I'm like, What do you think they're going to do? What do you think is going to be the next throwaway line?
All right.
I do not do little boys.
Yeah, well, that's not where I was going. So maybe you're the one. You're the one who thinks about.
Stop projecting your feelings onto me.
Jeez, if this is going to get entered in, this audio is going to be in a paper in a plastic bag, getting held up by a DA in a courtroom.
Did you accuse Mr. this gentleman here of? Yes, I did. Only after he spent a good 15 minutes talking about little boys and dogs.
I did not talk about dogs. Number one, you were
yes,
talking
you did.
About dogs.
You
only
talked about,
only
you,
after
you said you
gentleman
your
two,
dogs.
Only after gentleman two spent 47 minutes talking about his Transformers collection.
Yes, but I've never tried to stick my dick into Megatron.
All right. What about Optimus Prime?
Not him either.
Okay. Bumblebee?
No.
If I keep naming Transformers, will you eventually say yes?
No.
Okay. That was a long pause. I'm going to take that as a maybe.
I told you not to talk, Scorponok.
Did you guys like who did you like as the Hulk the best? I still wish Eric Bana would have stayed on for the Hulk because I liked Ang Lee's the first one.
I don't know. Honestly, I just hope they stick with Mark Ruffalo from now on.
No, he did a great job. I'm just asking. Obviously, Edward Norton took a dog shit all over the thing.
I don't know. Look, honestly, just stick with one fucking guy. That's all. Just stick with a fucking guy.
Well, they couldn't even stick with the same girl when they went from Hulk to the Incredible Hulk.
I know.
They swapped out Jennifer Connelly and Eric Bana and Ang Lee. And that movie was good, and it was shot like a comic book. I loved the way that it had the frames and the way it kind of was pieced together. But that's the one with Edward Norton was absolutely horrible.
See, I've heard some people liked Edward Norton.
Really? I don't know. I think Mark Ruffalo did a better job with it than Edward Norton.
Oh, yeah, and Mark Ruffalo has done an amazing job at portraying a very, very believable Dr. Banner.
And it's tough, too, because once you become, like, even like when Tony Stark is inside of the suit, you at least still see his face with the heads-up
display.
The
difference is Mark Ruffalo has to leave as much of his impression as he can without hamming it up. And the thing is, I think the way he gets across Dr. Banner, Bruce Banner, very well is, aside from just being the nerdy guy, there's also that darkness. I don't mean it's in too dark, but when he's talking about how he's tried to put a bullet in his brain and the other guy spit it out, that's something you don't generally see, you know?
Right, yeah. That was a great line, too. What does he say? He says, I put a gun in my mouth and the other guy, right? That's how he says it.
Oh, yeah, I tried to kill him and the other guy spit it out.
Bullet out.
Yeah. I do like how there's a knowing separation between the two characters that he talks about. Obviously, he didn't decide to talk about it, but in, you know, the conflict between the characters, because there's an acceptance with Mark Ruffalo's version of the Hulk where he's kind of come to terms with it and he's living with it. And he separates himself completely from it, like, hey, that's not me. And obviously you find out that he is in control of it.
What it is he's gotten a control over his emotions. But the only time that the Hulk really broke free was when Loki was fucking with their minds. And he had no control because he got knocked the fuck out.
And he felt threatened and he didn't have the control.
So that puts a damper on everyone's whole, well, see, he isn't always angry and he isn't always in control because he lost control. Because you can easily explain that moment. And I'm sorry, I'm just ranting about douchebags.
You mean people that try and find
flaws?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one thing if you're doing it to try and do it. It's one thing if you're doing it to try and help improve something. It's another thing when you're just trying to do it and you can't even do some simple reasoning of, well, wait a minute. He was knocked out. Thus, he wouldn't have control because he was knocked out.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't seem like I need to find plot holes in a movie about superheroes. It doesn't seem beneficial. If you want to watch a movie about superheroes, you can suspend a little bit of disbelief and just say, fuck it, I'm watching a movie about superheroes. It just seems counteractive to give yourself, like, oh, I'm going to watch this, and then I'm going to argue with myself about why I just watched a movie for 2.5 hours. I don't get that.
And then I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's?
And then we were not talking about Enchanted.
Enchanted has nothing to do with that song.
I love it.
Fuck you, sir. Fuck you, sir.
All right.
Yeah. Now I want some falafel and some lamb meat, because you were talking about shawarma for 5 minutes.
You know what? I think we should keep all animals away from you. Let's keep all animals away, especially lambs now, because those are little sheep.
Baby sheep.
He said he wanted lamb meat.
Oh,
I don't trust him. He's now a part of NAMLA, North American Man Lamb.
See, now I really think that you're using me as an excuse to vent yourself on how you want to talk about this. You won't let it go. But it's all right. I'll own it. I was talking about still don't have an acronym.
James, don't deflect. Don't deflect, James.
Oh, don't use real names now, sir. What are we doing? No, this is not the time.
Oh, really? Every 2 seconds at the beginning. Me and Mike, 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 Mike,
well,
Mike,
whatever. Mike, yeah, Mike, but people know that's
James.
Your name. I know. I don't actually give a shit anyway. People know what your real name is, don't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care either.
I don't give a shit. Amy. I'm not like Hammy. Hey, here's how you get Hammy to stop listening. Christopher. Christopher. Christopher.
Yeah. It's so creepy when you say it like that.
Christopher. We're watching you, Christopher. From the closet, and when you go to sleep, we will take our cool blades and place them against your warm flesh, and then we will skin you, and we will wear you as a lovely coat, and we will go into your family's room, and we will stab them all to death, and the newest will know your face as ours. As we slaughter the rest of your neighborhood.
I can't stop.
I know, it's just too far. It's like, why doesn't he run out of steam?
I threw my headphones off after like a minute. I'm like, I'm done. No, no. I have to sleep. I have to go to work tomorrow morning.
How can he keep going? It's just...
God.
Have you rehearsed that before, Cornex?
I've used a few lines before.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yes or no answer's fine. I don't get back into it.
Have you ever tasted the sweet, tender flesh of another human being?
Stop it!
Aren't maggots devouring a cold corpse absolutely beautiful?
All right, I threw him off the call. I can't do it. I had to. And now Ariel tossed off her headphones. Damn it, he's back.
Fuckers.
I think she threw her headphones off. I told her I dropped you from the call, and she wasn't even there to hear it.
I threw them. And I turned off the sound.
All right. That's enough.
La, la, la. Hey, let's have a return to fucked up fan fiction.
No.
For some reason I think that you're working on a graphic novel version of Silence of the Lambs in your basement, like when you're not doing other things.
Let's do karaoke. I shall do my favorite Nirvana song. rape me my friend. Rape me.
I'm going to have to... I tossed him off again. I can't do it. I can't do it.
We need to end soon. I can't handle this.
He's just going to come in doing it, don't he?
I'm back.
No.
All right.
I enjoy this way too much.
You really do.
I just have so much fun doing this show.
All right. Who wants to wrap it up? One of you two can wrap this up here.
I will.
No, you will not. Creepy.
We will find you all.
Stop.
And we will make you into puppets. We will disembowel you and use your intestines as condoms as we skullfuck your eye sockets in front of your grandparents' grave.
Oh, God.
She just kicked him off. You're like, goodbye, go.
He's back. Don't worry.
I'm back.
See, the problem is if I want to block him, I actually have to block him, and then I got to, like, re-add him later, and then it just becomes a whole pain in the ass.
It's too much of a hassle.
It really is. It's just too much. All right. Well,
I am always here.
That's it. I got it. All right. Let's.
I can see into the nether.
Oh, jeez.
You sound like you're that guy from Harry Potter who's going to be like, the ministry is attacked. Like, that's what you sound like. You sound like the guy from Harry Potter.
Oh, see, now he's being, this is silent protest out of Cornex or what?
Probably.
Oh, jeez.
Because I told him he sounds like he's from Harry Potter.
Prepare.
All right. I hung up on him again. Now he's
prepare
back again.
Your anus. Good night.
Okay. All right. So that's the show tonight.
Well, that was fun.
Join the Nerd Hour next week when hopefully I won't be involved again, when Cornax will talk about more Transformer toys. By the way, Ariel, before you came in, he made his own Transformer toy out of two other broken Transformer toys. And then told me that I was too far over the line for asking him what he would name it.
No. He asked me what I would name it, and then when I said, I don't know, I think I'm just going to paint it black, and that's about it. I don't even know if I'm going to do that. He's like, you know what you should do? You should paint up like a Punisher. Like, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
You're like, what's happening?
He's like getting all excited, like living through it, like vicariously through me. Yeah. Let's make him like a robotic Punisher where he goes around and kills. I'm like, what the fuck, James? What?
It's just because he wants to market NAMBLA, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He needs a new design.
That's right. 12-year-old boys like skulls.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. I can't even say anything back anymore because now I'm just afraid that I'll just start rambling about something. I can't even speculate what I might ramble about. I'm just going to start rambling about that.
Western Echo goes, I love how Punchy has been demoted from third mic on his own show to not even being on his own show.
Poor Punchy.
Punchy no longer exists.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Michael is no longer breathing.
Okay. All right, let's end the show.
Thanks, disembodied voice.
All right, I'm cutting the feed. Oh. Okay,
he's cutting it. He's cutting it. All right, let's just the plugs and go.
That's all, folks.
I'm plugging the Red Show on Wednesdays, 9 to 11, morelikeradio.com/live.
He's also plugging his own butt.
Perhaps, but I'm not going to dignify that with an answer.
Except you already did.
No, I gave speculation, not cause. What are your plugs, gentlemen, lady?
Nerd Hour Ariel on Twitter.
Cornax MLA on Twitter.
And CM Punchy. We'll give Punchy one, too. CM Punchy.
Yeah, we'll give him one.
Na 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 na.